It's the Winning Post this afternoon, and we're catching up with Steve Keane from the Scone Race Club, who is busy getting ready for the Darley Scone Cup Carnival. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going well, thanks. Andrew, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We'll get some tips from you in a minute, but just wanted to see everything's pointing in the right direction for the carnival.
Yeah, look, it's all going fantastically. So all our hospitality sold out for the Friday and quickly selling out on the Saturday. So should be a bumper 2 days racing. We can't wait.
All right, that is something to look forward to. Some really big names, horses, jockeys and trainers are going to be a part of it this year, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. We're touching base with all of them at the moment. And I know, you know, Chris Lees and Waller, John O'Shea, all Gay Waterhouse, and I know I've left a few out, but, you know, they've all got horses coming up the valley, so the jockeys are currently jostling for those rides, and we'll see some of Australia's best jockeys here over the 2 day carnival.
Excellent. We will talk more about that as we get closer to it. But today, you'd like to head off to Randwick. Let's have a look at race 5. Who do you like?
Yeah, look, I like Street Power here, locally trained. Horse is going really well, and two good runs in the championship qualifier, and also the two runs back have been really promising. So I think it'll have a good showing. It's drawn reasonably well and got one of the world's best jockeys in Kieran McAvoy on board. So that'll go well.
As you mentioned, local trainer Brett Kavanagh, he'd be looking to secure it, looking around about the nines at the moment, so there's some value there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's... The horse is going super, even though the form says a 9 and an 8 next to its name. I think it's going a little bit better than its form suggests. So I think, you know, at value, we could get off to a good start there.
Good. Some lightweight too, just the 56 kilograms on its back. So keep an eye out for number 10, Street Power. That's in race 5. It's going to be jumping at 20-2 this afternoon, so not too far away. Race 6, you like number 11, the lightweights.
Yeah, that's right. The heavy 9 track, and look, I've spoken to the trainer about this horse before, and he's got a very high opinion of it. So he wouldn't be bringing it to town if it wasn't. So right down in the rates, drawn well. First two starts back from a spell have been fantastic. Last start got back and was really hitting the line hard. So which all points towards a good run.
Couple of seconds. That means it just needs one little bit more luck, do you reckon?
Yeah, exactly. Rachel King's a very good jockey, so I'm sure she'll give it a great steer. And, fingers crossed for the punters.
They can
salute.
Number 11, Miss Ostend in the Shandon Handicap Race 6 at 2:20. And now for your final tip this afternoon, it's the 9th one on the card at Randwick. Who's your tip?
Yeah, we're going with Taxu there from the Joe Pride stable. Tyler Schiller's going to claim 2 kilos, which could be an advantage late in the day on a heavy track. So Tyler's riding really well, and the horse has been really consistent in its last 3 starts. So, we expect it to run well.
That's Taxu coming out of the 6 alley, number 7 at race 9 at Randwick at 4:20 this afternoon. I do like it when you can get a couple of kilos off with the apprentice.
Yeah, that's right. It can help, especially on these trying tracks that are a little bit heavy and things like that. So, Racing New South Wales is blessed with a lot of good apprentice jockeys who can claim kilos. I think you might see a few apprentices get a few wins on Saturday.
That's race number 9, the Agency Handicap, this afternoon. Steve, thank you very much, as always, for joining us on The Winning Post. We will speak again and talk more Darley Scone Cup Carnival before we get to the big day, the 13th of May.
Yeah, it sounds good, Andrew. Thanks very much.